Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm really glad you're here. Brian Dobson is with us, folks. He's a new friend, but not for long. We're going to make him turn him into an old friend. Real quickly, Brian's resume, folks, as a public relations expert, as a crisis management expert, is not just long. It's pages. And so I'm not going to go into all that right now. We are going to give you an opportunity to find out how to find him online. But Brian, suffice it to say, he probably has few peers in the marketplace in terms of his experience. He's the founder of DobsonPR.com, and he's our new friend, Brian Dobson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. One of the things that, as you know, my audience is small business owners and those who are and those who want to be. And their employees, and even some customers, and one of the things that I think a lot of them don't realize is when they see things happen to big companies, and how they have to get themselves out of some PR jams that they get themselves into. I think a lot of small business owners don't think that something like that could happen to them, and that's completely not true, is it?
No, it's not. It happens straight down the line. And as a matter of fact, you know, I headed PR at a Fortune 50. I can tell you that many Fortune companies, many large companies, are fairly well unprepared for crisis, believe it or not.
Are they in denial, or what, what do you think it is?
In some cases, yes. There's a phrase regarding celebrities and CEOs that I use, which is isolated and insulated. There's a denial in many cases of wrongs that can occur within their product line, within their management team, and so forth, that they just turn a blind eye to.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that they're not, turning over every imaginable problem to trying to identify it. But in many cases, the big issues right under their noses are not dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we do in crisis preparedness is move in with questions and answers. It's kind of a Socratic method. Well,
mm-hmm.
It is the Socratic method. Any question that you begin with is a good question, and every question leads to a good, an answer, so to speak, and every answer to another question. You can move into a company and locate the difficulties by really thoroughly examining and questioning management, and in many cases, they're turning blind eye to what big issues are. Take Mattel 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had two issues. One was leaded paint, and the other was the magnets in those toys.
Right.
They totally mishandled that crisis. A, they didn't identify it. Now, anybody in the toy business that sees toys coming in bright yellow and bright red
mm-hmm.
knows there's something going on in the paint. Now, that's not to say that they knew it, but it seems to me they should have known it. And when you outsource your production to remote locations, and then
and don't check it.
Yeah, and you don't check it. You know, they would spot check a few places, and that was about it. That is your responsibility. And they
what is it? You say inspect, not expect.
Yeah, you have to. You get what you inspect, not what you expect.
Well, you know, here's something that happened not long ago, and I wrote about this. I've forgotten who it was, but somebody committed a dastardly deed, and they were arrested, and there was a national perp walk for that person, and they had the Nike swoosh T-shirt on them
right.
when they were coming in to be arrested. I know where it was. It was a terrorist over in. I remember now. Remember the guy that Scotland released to Libya?
Oh yes.
He had a Nike cap on.
Yeah. Well, that
this guy is. Killed hundreds of people in the Pan Am 103 bombing, and as he's leaving in this incredibly controversial situation, he's wearing a Nike cap. Now, Nike didn't do anything wrong, but the point I made is, what if somebody is arrested for molesting a child in your community, and all the local papers and all the local television stations take a shot of him being arrested in handcuffs with a T-shirt that's got your company's name on it? That he got the Goodwill or something, you know. I mean, I know that you shouldn't be connected with that, but it could be something like that could hurt your business.
It can hurt your business. You have to develop goodwill in the marketplace with your customers.
That's all you can do, isn't it? That's in a case like that. All you can do is just make sure your goodwill overcomes that.
Yes, most definitely. Now, in a case like that's a situation where someone puts on a piece of clothing that you happen to market. You know, you're away from that, and the average person watching that spot might take a negative on your swoosh being in that frame, but understands that that's just a piece of clothing.
Right.
On the other hand, if your negative, or I should say, if your logo is attached to an individual, and that individual spokesperson runs into misbehavior,
right,
you're then really accountable for not having done the due diligence you should have done.
As we've seen with Tiger Woods recently.
Tiger Woods, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, there is a billion dollar brand right there. I mean,
there aren't too many of those out there, are there?
No. the personal difficulties, and everyone can empathize with.
Yep.
But the business difficulties, you have to take a look there and see that the management team that was around him was not anticipating difficulties. You know, all of this news broke very dramatically.
Right.
And
but it now, see, it now seems, though,
had an edge on that. Pardon me?
It now seems, though, Brian, that there wasn't enough inspecting. There was a lot more expecting in that
most
situation.
Definitely.
Because apparently, and I've been, you know, I'm the last one to beat up on Tiger. I'm not trying to do that at all.
No, not at all.
But the truth is the man has a problem. He demonstrated that problem globally, apparently. It's from what reports indicate. And somebody could have done a little more inspecting and could have seen that.
I think you're right. Apparently,
some of the stuff he did was out in the open almost.
Right.
So.
When you're building a brand that is held up as pristine and emblematic of effective perfection,
yep,
and you deal with a human, an imperfect human, we all are, the mix is likely to cause some difficulty.
When we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Brian to talk about what steps should be taken. You know, in the news today, Research in Motion, the BlackBerry folks,
right,
had a major data drop yesterday. Virtually every customer in the world of theirs was affected. How would you recover? How do you deal with that? How do you handle it? And Brian will help us. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Black. No, 23 after the hour. You think I'd get it right after all these years, wouldn't you? You think I would tell time after all these years, 12 years or more, you'd think I could tell time, wouldn't you? It's, I don't know, folks. It's, you know, I'm a flawed individual. I'm not perfect. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. You know, I've told you before, if I couldn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. And I bet you're the same way. If you just think about it, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Brian Dobson is our guest. He's nearly perfect. I understand that he's nearly perfect, right, Brian?
I think I'm pretty imperfect at him.
He is the president of Dobson PR. He's a world-class PR expert and crisis management expert as well, and that's what we're talking about. Brian, tell us how we can find you online.
My website is DobsonPR.com, D-O-B-S-O-N-P-R for public relations.com.
And I've read some of his stuff, folks, and it's really good, really really well written, Brian, and good job there, and appreciate you making it available. So, folks, I encourage you to check it out. Don't be naive. Don't be a knucklehead about this, folks. It could happen to you. We're talking about things that could happen, that go bump in the night, that could affect your relationship with your customers, with the marketplace. Quickly, Brian, Research in Motion, one of the great success stories The folks who make the BlackBerry and serve that, they don't just make the equipment. They have the network. They built a network around this thing, and so, you know, I had BlackBerry for years. I had BlackBerries, but apparently overnight, yesterday, sometime, something happened with our network and data transmission. The email part completely got affected negatively for virtually every customer around the globe, like 30 million customers or something like that. I mean, that's tough to recover from, and we're going to let what should they do, Brian? What should that company do right now? We haven't heard from them, I don't think. What should they do right now, and how can small businesses learn from that?
Well, what they should do right now is start discussing and meeting with the media and getting their message out. They did issue an apology about this, but apologies are okay, but not sufficient. You have to give detailed information as to what steps you're taking. You know, with technology expanding at the rate of doubling every few years, the capacity of the Internet, the capacity of technology is growing geometrically. And the difficulties that will be attendant to that will also grow geometrically.
But, you know, sometimes they get like Baby Huey.
Right.
You know, as these things grow, they pile on top of each other. And at some point, and this may be what happened at RIM, at some point it may just collapse on itself, and that can happen.
Well, take a look at social media. It's galloping forward. The largest increase in users there are men and women in their 40s and upper 30s, mm-hmm. and so forth. It's no longer just a kid's game. It's really part mm-hmm. Of the culture. And when you refer to BlackBerries and emails going down, in the United States, there's about total saturation of cell phone use. It's at 99%
yep.
or thereabouts. And it is the primary means of communications in more remote, or I should say less developed countries. And by that, I mean some world-class countries, India, China, and so forth, where the infrastructure of telephone lines and so forth is lacking. So it's all about movement of information through the environment.
But really, if this happened, Brian, if something like this happened to a small business, if a small business had an issue where they couldn't serve their customers for whatever reason that was unique to them, it wasn't a storm that messed up everybody, it was just something that was unique to them, what would be, you said they should communicate immediately, but how do they get on the other side of this thing and turn it into a positive?
Well, really, it did happen to them. The impact on a world-class company flows right down to the retail level.
Mm-hmm.
The first line of defense in any situation, this included, will be people walking into Radio Shack or Apple stores and saying, "Hey, what's going on with my handheld phone right here?" Companies have an obligation to move their message right down to the retail level, and conversely, retailers have an obligation to look up and demand explanations, answers, and
mm-hmm.
plans.
Mm-hmm.
For example, take a look at the Mattel situation when they so missed the leaded paint and magnet crisis that they encountered 2 years ago. Everyone was flat-footed on that. The Toy Industry Association was
yep.
just bumping into itself.
Yep.
It's putting in changes right now. But the first line of defense was the retailer and the store clerks at Walmart and Toys R Us and so forth. So they started scrambling, putting in toy examination testing procedures of their own. Now, that's not their business.
But that didn't solve the day, though. That didn't save the day. I mean, what could they have done that day? What did they do that day to make sure people didn't go somewhere else immediately?
Mattel?
Yeah.
Well, they made a mistake that day. They blamed China for their problems instead of themselves.
So don't blame others.
Don't blame others.
All right.
And, you know, I have a saying, crisis begets crisis. When
mm-hmm.
you're in a crisis, all you have to do is wait a few minutes or a couple of days. You will have another one. If the crisis is big enough, such as this one.
Right.
These people will end up in Washington and other world capitals explaining what went wrong with this procedure,
right.
what
right.
steps they're taking,
mm-hmm.
what legislation might be needed, what, you know,
right.
and so forth. So Mattel, in the midst of its crisis about its sales being...
I tell you what, Brian, sorry about that. I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time.
Right.
Thanks for being here. Give us the website one more time, please.
DobsonPR.com.
All right. Thanks, Brian. See you next
sure
time.
Thing.
Brian Dobson, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
When times get rough and you have
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.